So the question was asked, what are the four things that the Talmud says destroy one's assets? So the truth is that the Talmud has two different descriptions. First, the Talmud says there are four things that cause people's assets to be taken by the government. Okay? So this is one way of a person losing his assets. The Talmud says one is mashei shtarot purim. If a person paid back his debt, but you hold on to that card that says he owes you money, so that you can find an illegitimate way of collecting a second time. You know, like people collecting Social Security twice, or people collecting on welfare twice. There are all kinds of things that people do which are unfair. So in the Talmud's days, that was when a person paid you back and you said, oh, I can't find the document. I can't find the document you signed when you took the loan. And what you're really thinking is down the road, you're going to recollect. You're going to come back 2 years down the road and say, look, I have this document that says you owe me money. I don't think you ever paid it back. And the guy's going to say, sure, I did. And you'll say, no. You see, I have this document here. So that's one cause that causes a person to have his assets taken by the government, this type of immoral practice. Number two, a person who gives loans with interest. Number three is those who witnessed illicit activities and could have protested and didn't. Meaning sometimes when a person's wealthy, so he has clout. He can do things. He can protest. He can say, you know, this isn't right. And he doesn't. So then God says, okay, I'll take away that wealth. And he sends the government after him. And the fourth cause is those that publicly declare they're going to give charity and then they never give it. They say, oh, I'm going to give this, I'm going to give that. And then they don't do it. What? Right. So that's number one. Then the Talmud says, there are four causes that there are four things that cause people's properties to descend into oblivion. Yodim netimayon. They get swallowed up. They get destroyed. Number one, when people withhold the payment of their laborers. Someone worked for you. You owe money, and you could pay him, but you just tell him, "I'll come back tomorrow." You keep pushing him off. So that's number one. Number two, those that completely withhold payment. Sometimes you work for someone and they're not going to pay. So that's the second reason that God causes people's assets to be completely destroyed. Number three is those who take off their responsibilities from themselves and put it on their friends. Sometimes there are things that you should do. It's your guard duty. It's your responsibility to take care of something. That's something which God watches when a person takes his responsibilities and throws it on others. And that's another thing that God says, okay, so I'll take away your one's assets. And the final cause, says the Gemara, is for those people who are arrogant with their wealth. And the sin of arrogance is equal to all the other misdeeds combined. The Talmud says that's the greatest cause for people to lose their wealth. God says if the wealth caused arrogance, then I'll take care of that. So those are the causes the Talmud says. This is why people's assets get completely destroyed. Can you spell